Good evening. This is Lori Coburn.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Lori Coburn with Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. Tonight we are going to talk about receiving miracles through the pathway of A Course in Miracles. We will talk about what is a miracle, how do you get a miracle, and we'll give examples of miracles. If you're looking for a miracle, call in at our number 917-932-8881. You can also visit my website, LoriCoburn.com. That's www.LoriCoburn.com. And click the Ask Lori tab to ask questions. Although if you want to be on this show, you need to call in because I won't check that until later. So call in with your questions about what are miracles, how can I receive a miracle, what is blocking a miracle. We will start with what A Course in Miracles says at the very beginning of its text, that miracles have no order of difficulty. One is not harder or bigger than another. What does that mean? To God, all things are equal. Curing cancer is the same thing as curing a cold. God sees all things as one, sees all things as illusions. God knows that there is no order of difficulty in miracles. And that's why it does not matter what is going on in your life, what type of problem you have, you can receive a miracle. Part of what goes on with miracles is that you need to look past the history or the difficulty of what's going on with you. Look past it to truth. In the Bible, Jesus says, "Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment." What he means by that is the surface appearance in form is the illusion. The truth is that you are the holy child of God who is entitled to miracles, as Lesson 77 in A Course in Miracles states. By your very nature, you are entitled to receive miracles, and you also are a miracle worker when you see the truth about someone. Seeing the truth about someone means seeing that they are whole and complete because they are holy children of God who cannot be sick. This is how teachings, the New Thought teachings of Christian Science, of Science of Mind, of Unity work. They talk about, and A Course in Miracles, they talk about looking past the surface appearance to the truth and steadfastly staying with truth. Do not allow error of any kind. Do not allow ego of any kind. As A Course in Miracles puts it, it's truth or illusion, and there is no compromise between the two. The truth is, you are whole and complete and perfect. You are not a body. And the reason you can receive a miracle is because you are not a body. The body that appears to be sick, and if we're talking about miracles here being healings of the body, although miracles happen in many forms, they can happen in healings of relationships, in becoming more peaceful with life in general. They can happen with miracles around money, or around getting jobs, or healing the body. So a miracle can be a number of different things. Since you are not a body, what is happening is the whole world of form, including your own body, is a projection from the mind. When you step back and know that you are mind, you then start to see with what is called Christ vision. You see the world as the illusion that it is. And when you see the truth and you accept your oneness with God, which A Course in Miracles calls accepting the atonement, then the miracle is automatic. Because what you have done is you have changed your thinking from the fear of the world to the love of God. A Course in Miracles states that all healing is essentially the release from fear. Fear is what makes the world of form run. All around this world, we are in competition with each other. We are struggling for scarce resources. We are worried about not having enough money, not having enough health, not having enough love. The truth is, we have it all already when we simply remember who we are as the Christ Self, as the one Son of God. God created one Son, and we are all that one Son. We may look like we are separate fragments, but returning your mind to the truth of the Christ within returns your mind to wholeness, returns your mind to love, and in that space, miracles are automatic. A Course in Miracles also says in the 50 Miracle Principles at the beginning of the book that miracles are natural, and when they are not happening, something has gone wrong. It also states that the real miracle is the love that inspires it. And everything that comes from love is a miracle. Love, love not being the love that we call the love in this world, but the love of God that goes beyond appearances, beyond form, is total, complete, eternal, and unconditional. That is what it means when we turn our minds from fear to love. In the Manual for Teachers, A Course in Miracles states in section number 5, under how healing happens, it states that we first need to look at what the purpose for sickness is. What happens is, healing is accomplished the instant the sufferer no longer sees any value in pain. This is interesting because what is happening when we are sick in any way, shape, or form? When we are sick in the body, when we are sick with lack, when we are sick in our relationships or our mental health. When we are sick in any form, what is happening is we have identified ourselves as these little people, as small beings, as separate beings, separate from our source, separate from the Creator, separate from the divine. When we feel separate, we also feel guilty, because anytime we're separate, there is inherent competition. Think about that with your siblings. You love your siblings, or maybe you don't. Or you love your friends. But say there's only one pie and there's not enough pieces to go around. And all of us really want that last piece of pie. Now, we may give it to the other person out of being a good person or a nice person, but we really want it. And by virtue of wanting something and thinking we're taking it from someone else, guilt ensues. We have guilt and we have competition with even the most beloved people in our lives. And then we feel guilty about that. We don't like feeling that way. We don't want to feel separate. But when we think we are bodies, we can't help but feel separate. So it's nothing that you should feel guilty about. You just want to forgive that. And when we forgive the appearances, when we forgive our guilt, when we forgive our anger, when we forgive all the things that upset us, that turns our mind from fear back to love. It turns our mind from the ego thought system of fear, anger, guilt, rage, lack, to the Holy Spirit's thought system of love, joy, peace, and wholeness. And that is the place where miracles happen. What we need to do next in the manual number 5, how is healing accomplished? First is to understand what the purpose of sickness is to keep us separate, from our true identity as the Holy Child of God. Because if we knew we were the Holy Child of God, we could never possibly be sick. Then what happens when we start realizing that sickness is designed to keep us separate? And also, one thing to note here is that A Course in Miracles says that sickness is even thinking that you're a body. Thinking that you're a body in this world is sickness. It's mental sickness. And that's why A Course in Miracles says we're all delusional. We're all insane. We are all deluded by the illusion of this world. We really think it's real. And so we are sick. We are mentally ill. We are insane. But when we say, whoa, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be sick anymore. I want to feel better. I want to be happy. I want to be whole. A shift in perception happens. That's when, in this paragraph 1, line 2, it says, one need but say, there is no gain at all to me in this, and he is healed. When you really don't want to be sick anymore and you make a firm decision to be whole and healed, that's when it happens. And when you make that firm decision, all of your old habits and patterns will jump up and raise their hands and raise ruckus to try and drag you back to the old homeostasis. But when you have made that firm decision, such as an alcoholic who says, I am not going to drink no matter what happens. I don't care if my beloved dies, I am not going to drink. I don't care if I'm in so much pain from an illness, I am not going to drink. When you are that firm, when you are willing to go to any length to be healed, that is when you are healed. But it has to be a firm decision. So many of us waffle. We think we're making firm decisions when we really are not. So when that shift in perception from love, from fear to love comes, then we are made whole. Looking further in A Course in Miracles, let's look at what is a miracle. This is on page 473 of A Course in Miracles in the workbook. It says, a miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. This is where A Course in Miracles is a little bit different from some forms. It may say that nothing outside necessarily changes, but what changes and where the miracle always is and has to be is in your mind, because everything is in your mind. The entire world is in your mind. So, for example, the war outside of you may not seem to change, but your mind will see it differently. And this is something that sounds kind of crazy when you first hear it. It's like, well, wait a minute, there's still a war going on. What do you mean? When you do the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, your mind shifts to where you see the war as an illusion, you see everything in form as an illusion, and you are at peace no matter what is going on outside of you. And that is truly a miracle. When you can be at peace in this world, which is the experience that A Course in Miracles aims at giving us, that we can be peaceful while we're walking in this world, that we can have a happy dream because we are awake and we know that we are not bodies. One of the most common lines in A Course in Miracles is, I am not a body, I am free, for I am still as God created me. And being peaceful and loving and happy in this difficult, troubled world is indeed a massive miracle. But there can also be miracles that appear in form as well. But the form does not necessarily have to change for there to be a miracle. Say, for example, you have a loved one who is dying of cancer or another illness. The way you want to pray is to join with the higher self in that person, to join with the person's Christ, to look past appearances. Instead of praying, "Oh God, make Joe better," you would pray, "Joe, I join with the Christ in you. I know that you are whole. I know that you are not your body. I see you as the whole, perfect, complete child of God who cannot be hurt." Joe's body may or may not get better. Joe may or may not die or appear to die, because there truly is no death, which is another miracle. When we know that there is no death, that is a huge miracle, because how can anything bother you then anymore? There's no death. There's no loss. There cannot possibly be. And that is what happens when you do the workbook of A Course in Miracles. It is truly a miracle. It is amazing how you feel about life and other people anymore. One of the miracles I heard of on my Course in Miracles radio program that I'm on, which is ACIMGatherRadio.org. ACIMGatherRadio.org, which all day long has many different wonderful teachers of A Course in Miracles. One of the teachers on there stated that she was in the hospital because her nephew had overdosed on crystal meth, and he was dying. And she had the miracle of being able to be perfectly at peace, not to grieve for her nephew, but to say to her nephew, "I join with the Christ in you. I know you are safe. I know you are whole. I know you are complete." And she was completely at peace. That is truly a miracle. Can you imagine yourself walking into an intensive care unit, seeing someone you love hooked up to all these machines, and you're not totally distraught and upset? You know that even if the body dies, there is no loss. There's a lesson in The Course in Miracles, lesson 284, that says, "I can elect to change all thoughts that hurt." And it states, "Loss is not loss when properly perceived. Pain is impossible. All grief is without any cause at all. And suffering of any kind is nothing but a dream. This is the truth. At first but to be said and not believed, and then to be stated more and more, until you finally come to know that it is the truth." I have stated that lesson over and over and over and over, and the truth has dawned on me and has been demonstrated in my life. One of the miracles I received earlier this year was when my father dropped his body. I didn't know if I would be able to handle what appeared to be the death of his body, and I was absolutely amazed that the grief was minimal, quite minimal. It was only there when I believed that I was separate from him and that he was gone, and then I was able to immediately remind myself of truth. That is a total miracle in my life, because I have never handled loss well, and I was extremely close to my dad. I should say I am extremely close to my dad, because he is still with me, and that too is a miracle, to know that he's with me. I've never handled loss well. I've had depression my entire adult life, and A Course in Miracles has minimized that depression dramatically. The time spent in depression now is way less than the time I spend in peace and joy, and it used to be totally the other way around. That is a miracle. So miracles come in all shapes and forms. Now, what will happen if you're praying for a miracle and you're not getting a miracle? What is going on with that? That's what we're going to address next. I'd like to remind people you may call in at 917-932-8881, or you can also go to my website, LoriCoburn.com, and go under the Ask Lori tab and write me a question, which I will have to answer later, but I will get back to you. I will pray and ask the Holy Spirit for an answer for you. That's Lori Coburn, L-O-R-R-I-C-O-B-U-R-N.com. How do we get miracles? How do we receive them? The most important thing is to let go of our preconceived ideas. In the 50 Miracle Principles, it states that consciously selected miracles can be misguided. That means that we think we know what's best, and often we do not. We think that if such and such happens, that would be the miracle that we want to get. But the Course in Miracles also states, I do not perceive my own best interests. I do not know what anything is for, and I do not understand anything I see. So if you are not getting the miracle that you are asking for, what you want to do is pray and say, help me to see this differently. Show me what I need to see. Show me where I need to forgive. Because often miracles do not come when we are harboring resentment and unforgiveness. And miracles happen naturally when we forgive, because forgiveness comes from fear. Forgiveness comes from a sense that we have been robbed or hurt by somebody, and that if we forgive that person, then we lose and they win. When we change that and we move to love and we say, I am choosing to be loving instead of fearful. I am choosing to forgive. And if you can't forgive, say to the Holy Spirit, help me to forgive this because I just can't. That happened to me a long time ago when I was extremely angry at my former husband after he and I had a bitter, bitter custody battle with my daughter. I could not forgive him. My therapist was encouraging me to forgive, and I said, no way, I cannot. I cannot. I absolutely hate that man. I want him to die. There is no way I can forgive him. But I realized that if I didn't forgive him, I was going to stay massively depressed. So I just said to the Holy Spirit, you do it. I am willing, but you have to do it because I can't. And it happened. It really happened. It just started lifting. And I was able to go off of antidepressants. I started getting happy again. And that was a miracle. We have to be purified first, is what the 51st Miracle Principles state. Miracles are everybody's right, but purification is necessary first. What that means is we let go of our own ideas of what we think a miracle should be. We empty out our agendas and give our lives over to God and say, okay, God, it's yours. You know better than me. I don't know what's best here, so take it. I just am choosing love instead of fear. So the other thing that A Course in Miracles says is that sometimes we are not receiving the miracle we think we should, because to receive a miracle would be a threat to our thought system. And a miracle is withheld until we are able to handle it. Let me give you an example of that. When my dad passed away, one of my Course in Miracles friends gave me a note, and he said, good work. He said, your dad wasn't going to leave until you were ready to handle it. And what he meant by that was, you finally are at the place when you know that your dad still lives on beyond his body. Had you been at the place before, when if he had died before and I wasn't ready, I would have gone into major depression and major grief. Because actually, I wanted my dad to pass away for the past 4 years because his body was so bad. He had really bad dementia. He couldn't function very well. And it was awful. And I kept wondering, how come he's not dying? How come he keeps living? The body's not doing very well. But Spirit knew that I could not handle it. And since we are all joined, I truly believe that my dad waited for me, and possibly my siblings too, though I can't speak for them, waited for me until I was ready to handle it. And I am so grateful for that. Because what happened was, as soon as there was some forgiveness that happened between my dad and me, right after that he went on hospice. But I had been grumbling and grumbling about an issue between him and me for several years. So I thought that was very interesting, that as soon as the forgiveness happened, as soon as my mind was ready, he left. Interesting. But he didn't really leave. He dropped the body. Another way of looking at that would be if, say, for example, you want to kick somebody out of your life, you just want that person out of your life, but you're really supposed to forgive them and bring them into your heart. If the person doesn't leave your life, maybe it's because that's not what's supposed to happen. So you may be praying, help me not to think about this person anymore. Help me not to just have to deal with this person anymore. But there's a lesson there for you. And so you're not receiving the miracle because you have your own agenda. Your glass is already full with what you think is the right thing to do. Empty out that glass. Empty your glass and let God fill it with his plan or her plan for what will give you the miracle, because it's far greater and far more loving and wonderful than what you can imagine. The other thing, of course, the miracle says will block miracles is when you, I lost my train of thought there. Oh, it says, don't ask the Holy Spirit to remove the symptoms, but ask to have your mind changed. So it says that in lesson 140, only salvation can be said to cure. If somebody is physically ill, then what they're doing is they're having a dream that they're a body that is physically sick. And if they get physically better, but their mind hasn't changed and they're still afraid of the world, they're still afraid of getting cancer or the illness back again, their mind really has not changed. And so they've gone from having a dream of being physically sick to having a dream of being physically well, but the mind has not changed. When A Course in Miracles says only salvation can be said to cure, it means that the mind that sees illusions, the mind that sees sickness is what needs healing. And that is true healing. In fact, A Course in Miracles says the body does not need healing. Why? Because there is no body. At no single instant does the body exist at all. However, the mind that thinks it is a body needs healing indeed. Now, you can take that one step further and realize that there's the ego mind and then there's the right mind. The right mind is connected to the Holy Spirit, which is your memory of God. The right mind needs no healing. The right mind is already healed. So when you switch from the wrong-minded thinking, the fearful thinking of the ego, to the right mind, you are already healed. So you can take it a step further and say, I don't need healing at all. I'm already healed. And with that shift, you become whole. There are many examples of that. I remember listening to a Christian Science radio program one time where a woman called in and said she had had migraines for many, many years. And one day she just really understood, and it was like a light bulb went on for her, which said, I am a holy child of God. There is no sickness in God. Therefore, I cannot possibly be sick. And bingo, she never got another migraine again. And that's an example of that holy instant shift into true right-minded thinking that is the miracle. There are also ways of healing that might take steps toward that. For example, one of my friends, she is not a Course in Miracles student, but she is a student of love. And she just follows the path of love. And she had liver cancer, stage 4 liver cancer. And she was supposed to die. She was in the hospital. And she had all these spots all over her body and everything. And she was breaking down. And she just said, okay, God, well, if you want me to die, okay, that's fine. I'm your child. I'm not going to fight that. Whatever. So she was totally at peace through this. And in the meantime, she was also saying, if I'm not supposed to die, then whatever. I'm going to send love to my liver. So she just talked to her liver, and she just loved her liver. And she said, you know, you're total love, and I'm total love. And God is total love. And whatever is hurting you, it can be gone. You know, we don't need this anymore. It can be transformed. It can be transmuted into love. And she sent it positive thoughts of healing and wholeness. And she's completely fine now. She just healed herself with her thoughts. And her doctor looked at her like she was crazy when she said, "Oh, doctor, you know, that's, I know I'm better. I just sent love to my liver and told it it can't be sick." And so everything is good now. Another example of a miracle would come from someone in my Course in Miracles group. He would come in the group and talk about how much his dad judged him and thought he was a loser, and they had a lot of conflict. And we just kept talking to him about forgiving his dad and how his dad was a projection of his own mind, and how when he loved himself, then his dad would reflect that. Or even if his dad did not reflect it, the way his dad talked about him or behaved toward him would not bother him anymore, and he would just be able to love his dad without needing his dad to approve of him. Well, this guy kept coming, and he would talk about that, and we would just keep saying, you know, just forgive your dad, just love your dad, just let him be where he's at. And one day he comes in, and he's saying, "My dad and I are getting along. He likes me. He's approving of me." And that has stuck. And this guy, he always used to have trouble with women. Now he's had a girlfriend for about 2 years, and that's going really well. And as a result of coming to these meetings and just applying forgive, 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 keep choosing love, keep choosing love over fear, keep accepting people the way they are, keep recognizing that you're making it all up, keep seeing the world as an illusion, and you will get these miracles. Another example of a miracle that I've heard was, again, on my ACIM Gather radio show. One of the teachers there had what would be considered an extreme example of forgiveness in our illusion, even though the Course says that one is no harder than another when you see them all as an illusion. The ego would see it as extreme. Her daughter was murdered, and her former husband was murdered, and she is completely at peace. Another friend of mine, who is not a Course in Miracles student, but he is a spiritual student, his sister was murdered. And he just sees it as, well, she and this guy had a contract on the soul level, and they were in partners in this, and they are both innocent, and they are both whole, and they are both still alive, and bodies mean nothing. Those are true miracles, because people without a spiritual base, some type of belief system where they can find peace, and it doesn't necessarily have to include the concept of God, but a murder, someone you love who's murdered, could send you into depression for the rest of your life. But the miracle is there for us at all times and in every circumstance. There is absolutely nothing that cannot be healed. Nothing. You can be healed of whatever is going on with you. Whatever, whether it's past, whether it's present, it doesn't matter. It can be healed. Another thing that's interesting about A Course in Miracles is it says when we are healing things right now, we're actually healing the past and the future. That's because time is simultaneous. All things are happening now. There is no past. There is no future. And when we learn forgiveness, another interesting, wonderful thing happens to you. You start recognizing that truly this is all a dream. It's all a projection from your mind. It's all an illusion. And time changes. Relationships that were broken, say the person is dead now, you still have that relationship with that person because they're in your mind and they're whole and they're in your heart, and it's like they're here in a body. It's truly, totally, completely like they're here. You don't have to wait till you die and get to heaven to see them. You don't have to believe that you'll never see them again. You don't have to believe in any separation whatsoever. And again, this is not a logical thing. what happens when you do the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, which is called A Course in Mind Training. When you do the lessons, you do not even have to believe them. In fact, it says you'll actively resist these. You don't have to believe them. Just do them. And you will see for yourself, by your experience of peace and love and forgiveness and the change in yourself and the change in your world, you will see that they are true for yourself. And nobody can give that to you. That experience is only something you can give yourself by deciding that you want love instead of fear, by deciding that you want forgiveness instead of pain. And that's what it comes down to, a decision. Do you want love instead of this? Do you want freedom instead of this? And one of the benefits of psychotherapy, because I was a psychotherapist for 25 years, one of the benefits of psychotherapy is that it brings to the conscious level hidden subconscious motives that we don't even know we've had. A lot of times we really actually like being sick. We actually like being afraid. We like being separate because we want to be superior. Or we want to be special in our inferiority. A Course in Miracles says that we actually love all the trauma that we experience. And that's well known in psychotherapy circles about all the drama that we create for ourselves. When you start choosing love over fear, when you choose the miracle, you drop the drama. You drop the trauma. You drop all the grievances. And another thing that A Course in Miracles says is that behind every grievance, a miracle stands waiting. The miracle is right there. And that is lesson 79 or 80. Let me look here. Lesson 78. Let miracles replace all grievances. Reading from the workbook, perhaps it is not yet quite clear to you that each decision that you make is one between a grievance and a miracle. Each grievance stands like a dark shield of hate before the miracle it would conceal. And as you raise the shield of hate before your eyes, you will not see the miracle beyond. Yet all the while it waits for you in light, but you behold your grievances instead. A Course in Miracles is really big on choice. It says that we are choosing constantly and that we are absolutely 100% responsible for our choices. We are responsible for making up the dream. We are responsible for identifying ourselves as the dreamer of the dream. We are responsible for choosing love or fear. It's always a choice. And that choice for peace is there in every moment. Then A Course in Miracles goes way beyond that and says that when you've made this choice enough times, you will see that you've always been home in heaven. You've always been home with God. And the choice was really just to wake up to that fact. You thought you were a person operating in this world, trying to make all these choices, trying to make your way frantically through the dark forest. And when you've made the choice enough for love, you wake up and you move out into the sunlight of the meadow, and there you remain permanently. A Course in Miracles says that to become a miracle worker, you must first receive the miracle for yourself. Then you're able to give it. And receiving the miracle for yourself means accepting the atonement for yourself. The one function of the miracle worker is to accept the atonement for himself, which means to accept, I am not a body, I am a holy child of God, I am perfect, I am home with God right now. I have no needs. As the Christ self, I have absolutely no needs. And that is a miracle. Often when we pray, we're asking for something. Give me more money. Give me a job. Give me shelter. Give me a relationship. Give me an end to this war. As the Holy Child of God, you recognize that those things are all already accomplished because you no longer project a dream of hate, a world of hate. You extend a forgiven world. You see the world forgiven. You extend love. In that are miracles happening all the time. You see miracles everywhere you go. That's why it's called A Course in Miracles. And there are 365 workbook lessons that train your mind to think along miracle-mindedness. I've actually been doing the workbook lessons for years, and every time I do them over again, my mind shifts into a deeper level of understanding about what the miracle is. I probably could not have talked quite in this way even a year ago because my understanding of the shift in perception, my understanding of how a miracle happens when you accept atonement for yourself has deepened for me this past year as I've accepted atonement for myself. And that's why when you accept atonement for yourself, you naturally extend that to others. You can't help but do that. A Course in Miracles says, I am the light of the world. You are the light of the world, and forgiveness is your function as the light of the world. And as you bring your light to the world, you are bringing miracle-mindedness to the world. Miracles happen all around you. When others who are ready to receive the light that you are shining will pick up on your light and gravitate toward you. And that's what being a miracle worker is. It doesn't necessarily mean you are like Jesus, healing the lame and healing the blind, although the Course says we can do that too. That would take some intense miracle-minded training, though, because most of us would consider that to be a harder miracle than something else, even though the Course says there are no order of difficulties in miracles. But for most of us who are identified with our egos and think, oh no, I couldn't do that, you have to look and say, you are not doing anything. The ego is not the miracle worker. Your small self, your false self, is not the miracle worker. It is the Christ in you. As Jesus said, it is not I, but the Father within me who does the works. It is never the small self filled with fear that is doing anything. Miracles always come from the power of God. When you let go of all you think you know and you completely surrender to that power of God, that's when miracles happen. When you have faith, when Jesus said, as your faith be it done unto you, when you know and you say, okay, God, I am taking you on your word, which is what I've done with certain physical healings of my own. I said, okay, God, I don't really believe this, but I am taking you on your word, so show me, show me. And I kept saying, I choose the miracle. I choose the joy of God instead of pain. I choose love instead of fear. And it happened, not by any of my effort, but by me giving it over, making that decision to take responsibility to give all my false illusions to the Holy Spirit. You are entitled to miracles. You are absolutely, totally entitled to miracles for anything that you are experiencing. Give your thoughts to God. Give your fears to God. Turn them over and let yourself be healed today. Lesson 136 says, sickness is a defense against the truth. I will accept the truth of what I am and let my mind be wholly healed today. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. My website is loricoburn.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.